Blog Talk Radio.
Your girl, let's dive in the building, and you already know what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes on Mondays I do special shows, and I had to do this special show for this hot female MC, the one and only Rashida. Certified Hot Chick, man, is the new album, and the joint is crazy right now, man. She got a hot joint going there called Boss Chick, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm a boss, you know what I'm saying? And it's crazy right now, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy right now. And I'm telling you, that's the straight female anthem. I mean, we had nothing but boss chicks on here, man. I mean, we've had, you know what I mean? We've had your girl, Shawnee on here. We've had your girl, the First Lady, you know, Grand Hustle Bowl on here. Man, I mean, we had nothing but straight, you know, thorough chicks coming on here doing their thing, man. This is not a game. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, y'all need to watch out, man. It's going to be crazy in here. But you know what? Let me go ahead and go to a quick commercial, and we're going to be back, and we're going to be talking to you about, you know what I'm saying, the one and only Rashida, baby. But let's go to a quick commercial.
Having a party? Need a DJ?
Need a DJ?
How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com.
That's hustleevents.com.
You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com or email them at E2K Magazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
You already know. It's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building. You know I always do special shows on Monday. But you know I had to do this one because we got one of the hottest female MCs. I'm talking about the Georgia Peach, baby. You know what I'm saying? The one and only Rashida live in the building. She going to be talking about a one and two. You know what I'm saying? And dropping some juice. You know, live on Lush Radio Online, man. I'm telling you, man, she got the hottest anthem called Boss Chick. So I'm calling all them female bosses that got them heels on, that own their own businesses. You need to stay tuned, pimping. It's going to be live tonight. But you already know what it is, man. We're going to go ahead and go to the phone line and see if we got this diva on the line. What's up now? What's up?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, this is Rashida. What's happening?
Hey, what's up? What's up with you calling in here? Hello?
Hello, I was trying to put on another voice, you know what I'm saying? To say, feel the diversity in the system. What's up? How you doing?
Ain't nothing much, man. Digging in the scene on a gangster lean, girl. For real.
Lean, all the way over to the side.
Oh, man, I need to go ahead and give you some Lush Radio Online welcome, you know what I'm saying? Diva in the house.
Wow. Yeah, I love that. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Before we get into it, Rashida, you want to go ahead and get some shout-outs out and everything?
Of course I do. I want to shout out to everybody all over the world. I mean, you know what I'm saying, everybody who down with Rashida, everybody who's just getting put on, and everybody out here just trying to do their thing and make things happen. Stay positive, stay focused, and keep it moving. And shout out to all my Twitter followers. They following me at Rashida G A Peach and all my MySpace and Facebook and Kite and Ustream folks. What's happening?
That's what's up, man. But she the girl, man. You got a strong team behind you, man. I'm talking about a strong team, you know. And it's hot because I'm looking at your movement and you know, you backed by independent, you know what I'm saying, entertainment company, and they definitely pushing you hard, body, man.
I mean, you know, I'm blessed to be with my label, D-Lo Entertainment, who I've been with since pretty much the jump. And, you know, a lot of times in this business, it's a lot of trial and error in order for you to figure out, you know, where you going, figure out your mistakes, figure out not to double them up again, and just keep moving. And I think throughout the years of just being with a label who's backed me up and been behind me, hadn't given up on me, and, you know, we've grown together through the years, I think that hard work that we've been putting in over time is just, you know, it comes to surface. I mean, you know, the Lord don't let nothing go unseen that ain't supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? So it's like really blessed to be able to wake up every day and do what I love. And it's a challenge all the time, being a female, being in this industry, trying to, you know, put things out there and go in the right direction. But at the same time, it's such a blessing because I'm able to do those things. You know what I'm saying? And do what I love every day.
Yeah, man. I was watching this joint right here, this remix you did. Girl, the lyrics is on fire, man. I saw the stay strap remix, and you was getting in here, girl.
And you know, it's so funny because they just put that up, and I didn't even know it was going up. Like, I was like, oh, okay. I mean, not like I wasn't, you know, everything you do nowadays, you better damn suck it up if you didn't think it was going to get online, because everybody getting put on blast like that. But I was like, yeah, that turned out really well. I'm happy with that.
Yeah, and it almost looked like you did your, like, own little, like, official video for the joint. Like, the joint was hot. Like, it was, you know how, like, some people, they do their remixes and the joint look amateur and stuff like
exactly.
that or whatever. But the joint actually, you know what it remind me of? Remember like that old Janet Jackson joint, and she had the cake on the background in the back? But yeah,
yes.
You was rocking.
Yep, I do. I remember that. It's funny. We was just messing around because I have a mixtape called Terrestrial Bitch. That's just so official. But Terrestrial Bitch meaning I'm on another level. I'm on another planet with this music. So I wanted everybody to know that, and they'll hear that on this mixtape. So we just was playing around and just turned the camera on and was playing songs off the mixtape, and I was just acting up, doing stuff, and that was the end result of one of the songs.
You know, one thing I love about you is your charisma and just you keep a smile on your face. You know, even though, you know, a lot of you know, females, sometimes they try to have this type of, like, mug or whatever, like, you know, they're trying to be, but you keep a nice smile on your face, and you keep it sassy yet bossy, and you're like able to kick the door down with your heels, but you keep a smile on your face. I love it.
I try. I mean, because I look at it like, you know, regardless to the fact of all the trials and tribulations and different things I go through in this industry, you know, I just look at it like, hey, I want people who, it may be, actually, you know, really, it may be somebody who's just looking at Rashida for the first time, and I don't want them to come across to see something that's not me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really am a real, you know, outgoing, really cool, around the way, like, hood chick who in this industry trying to knock down doors, and I want people to see that side of me. You know what I'm saying? And that's just really how I am. I'm really silly, like, for real. Like, people who really know me be like, man, does people understand how silly you are? And I was like, they don't need to see all that. What they need to see is me killing them on these songs.
Well, definitely.
But definitely,
you know,
but I try to keep it on the up and up as much as possible, you know?
And the remixes and stuff you do are definitely hot. But tell us more about this whole, you know, certified hot chick. Because you are a hot chick. You could be a model also if you wanted to.
Oh,
you're a certified hot chick.
Certified Hot Chick, which is my fifth album, is basically just an album that I went into the studio, you know, it wasn't with no kind of, like, sometimes when you go in the studio, you got a lot of things that people is, you know, saying, oh, you might need to go in and do this or try to make a song like this. You know, like, I didn't have none of that bullshit, like, on my shoulders. You know what I'm saying? I just went in the studio and started making records and things that I wanted to talk about and I wanted to put out there as a woman. And as I continued to record and make records, I was like, you know, I really want this album to be something for women to have, because we don't really just have music for us like that. I mean, the fellas be out here doing their music and all of that, and that's all gravy and, you know, it's cool. But as women who buy majority of albums, who out here buying the majority of things in this world, the reason why the economy and everything keeps circulating, I feel like, damn,
yes,
we need
sir.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we need some female music, some anthems, so that when shit raggedy, that Rashida play that number 7. You know what I'm saying? Play that number 9. I got something on this album for every situation, and at the end of the day, I feel as though I accomplished that. You know?
Uh-huh. And that's some real talk right there, Rashida. You know what I'm saying? That's some real talk right there, because you know, whatever strong man is always a strong woman, you know, which is a boss.
Right. And a boss chick. Right there, next to him, holding it down. Because a lot of times, you see what these men don't seem to understand. Fellas, you know I love you 24/7, ain't nothing. But, you know, what y'all got to understand is, you know, we be the ones to really help y'all make them decisions y'all be acting like y'all be making by y'allself.
Tell them, Steve.
So, you know, at the end of the day, like we said a few seconds ago, there's a strong boss chick behind every boss.
That's real talk right there, man. It's not a game, man. People, you know, just don't understand, you know, how much, you know, women have to go through, you know, when it comes to dealing with this whole game. It's just, it's not a game out here. People think it's a funny thing. Females just walking in, they just get what they got to work extra harder than a man.
Please believe it. And the funny thing is, like, What people don't understand is, you said what we had to go through. You mean what we still going through,
yeah,
to be heard, to get that fair shot. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to get out here and you got to work hard. And the sad part about being a female in the industry is, the minute you get out here and you start going hard, and then, you know, we have the other female artists and stuff that begin to come up and go hard, people just automatically want to do, always doing comparisons, always trying to throw a wall up, when the females out here have enough hard of a time trying to make that music grow and trying to put things out there, then it's always the constant comparisons of this person and that person, when at the end of the day, we need all the female music out there we can get. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need all the bad boss chicks who out here making this great music to keep on putting it out there, because for a minute, we didn't have shit. You know what I'm saying? Not on the hip-hop level. And it's like, dang, you know, we got to work hard. We got to stay consistent. And I think that's one thing that's been hurting us, is being inconsistent. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just got to stay focused and keep going hard and keep going out there. Like, the fellas, they could do song talking about my ding-dong swing left and right. And they'll play that damn song on the radio, and people be yelling it out. But when it comes to females, they critique us so hard on every aspect of what we do. Okay, it's too sexual. Okay, it's too hard. Okay, I ain't really feeling her because she ain't really say what I thought she was going to say. Like, you just, you know, look, man, you know, you know, dang, you know, it's like, damn, sometimes you feel like you can't win for losing, but at the same time, I know this is what I'm meant to do, you know, and I stay focused and I grind and I work hard.
And that's real talk. I'm really proud of your whole movement. And how did you connect with, you know, D-Lo? You know, how did you connect with that whole movement?
I met D-Lo back when I was in a 3-girl rap group called The Capers. We were some little bitty teeny boppers just coming in the game, really kind of starting up a little bit. But as we got together and started putting together what we was trying to put out there, we started getting serious about it, and D-Lo was a friend of some friends, in other words, who was looking to get his label started, you know, looking for artists, and was like, yo, you know, I'm really feeling y'all, you know, the whole group, the whole image, the whole nine, I want to sign you guys as a group. So, you know, we chopped up the business, we got that whole situation done, we did a whole Caper album that came out in like 98, and an independent album back then still, and actually, after that, we kind of decided to go our separate ways as a group, and I wanted to continue to do the music. So D-Lo said straight up, he was like, okay, if you want to do it, you know, you're going to have to go at it this way, or don't waste my time, and I won't waste your time. And I couldn't do nothing but respect that. And, you know, and that took me in a whole nother mind frame as an artist to be like, okay, it's time for me to go after this, go after my dream.
That's real talk right there. That's some real talk right there. And, I mean, with making that move with them, I mean, you were able to get into a hot movie that people love, Mall Cop, Paul Bart's Mall Cop. Tell us about that whole movement and the song Bubblegum.
Yeah, that's the Bubblegum single, which is like hella singles later of my luscious, lovely career, must I add. No. You know, I got to throw some comedy in there. But, yeah, Bubblegum actually is one of my biggest singles to date. And Sony was calling the office, you know, trying to speak to the head over here, trying to speak to D-Lo about getting the song in the movie. And at first he was like, oh, what is Sony calling me for? I'm not trying to do no deal. I don't know what they're doing, you know. Then, you know, finally they sent an email and was like, yo, we want to use this song, My Bubblegum, in this Adam Sandler movie. And I was like, Adam Sandler? Hey, he be putting it down. He be having some good movies. You know, so they were like, you know, we want to use this record. They really didn't have another one on the plate that they wanted to use. And they're like, hey, this is going to be a good look. You know, it's this movie Mall Cop, blah, 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 blah. So D-Lo, being that he is a independent record company who owns his masters, you know, you don't have to go through the head of some department at whichever record label you might be signed to, you know, to get an approval. They shot over the information, you know, chopped everything up, chopped up how the bread was going down, and put the song in the movie. And it was just, I mean, honestly, I never thought that something like that would be influential in your career as much as it is, but it opened up my doors to a whole nother fan base, to people who, you know, may not have, I know a lot of people who hadn't heard of Rashida have heard of me just because of that. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's constantly growing. It was like when the movie came out, Notorious had came out at the same time. So I went to see Mall Cop, went to see Notorious, and we was like, okay, yeah, that was a cute little movie, not anticipating it to think it would be like a number one box office smash. So it was like, yeah. I went to sleep and woke up the next day, and my YouTube had jumped like crazy on the video. And I was like, wait a minute. Well, if the YouTube jumping, let's look at this sound scan, you know what I'm saying, and see what this single doing. The single had jumped up like 300%.
Wow.
You know? So it was like, yo, this is crazy right here. So that was just a total blessing. And along with that, I also got like songs off Certified Hot Chick, a song called Let It Go on the show Lincoln Heights that comes on ABC Family. I got on CSI Miami. My Bubblegum was also on that Showtime series, United States of Terror. And it opened up that door for myself and for D-Lo as well. You know, we can license songs because, you know, the masters are owned by the company, so we can just do our thing and collect our checks. And that's just another aspect of the business that these artists out here need to learn and understand. You know what I'm saying?
And that's real. Hey, you can't say it no better than that, because Lincoln Heights is a big movie, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they got a big fan base.
Yeah,
so that you're getting circulated all over in different avenues, you know, that most of these artists really need to look at putting their stuff in. But, I mean, I'm proud of you because, you know, and the whole D-Lo movement, because you guys are in the right direction. And, you know what I'm saying, get that paper.
Trying to. And, you know, it kills me, like, you know, this music industry and this world could be so damn superficial when it comes to stuff. They'd be like, you know, people always have things to say, oh, Rashida, you know, she's at this level, or she's not this and she's not that. But at the end of the day, you know, you have to look at things as a whole. You know, a lot of people get blindsided by things or get perceptions of things and think that that's the only way to look at stuff. But stuff like publishing and being a songwriter and writing songs and being an independent artist with a label who owns their masters and have capabilities to do certain things, if you really pay attention, that's money that you make in your sleep as long as you live, and nobody can't take that from you. You know what I'm saying? So what artists got to understand, too, is sometimes it's not all about the popularity of an artist. I could put one song on Mall Cop and make more off of that thing than a nigga on tour. Out here
That's
every single night. You feel me? So
That's
So people sometimes get things a little twisted up, and I just wanted them to untwist to understand that it's a lot more going on in this industry than they think it is, you know?
And I had another independent artist, Act the Fool. He got his song put on, song Rod got put on Fast and the Furious, the newer one, and stuff. And, I mean, he was testament to that. Like, them checks from the movies ain't no game, baby.
And they don't go nowhere. And then when you get a song placed in one of those movies that play, you know, like, just imagine this. Imagine, like, the movie Pretty Woman, right? You know that movie come on all the time, still all the time, all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
You never stop seeing those checks. Those checks come to you as long as you live. Like, so when you're in a big movie like that and you have those opportunities, that's just money in the bank 24/7.
Definitely. That's definitely money in the bank. And that's where it comes to, you guys need to know about these royalty rights and your publishing and license. You guys need to know that, man. You think just because you're with a major label will bench you as long as they want to. And then you'll be fighting trying to get out the contract.
Yeah, and that happens to majority of artists. And major labels get all the money from any song that you put in a movie or any of that, because you're 9 times out of 10, you owe them money. You haven't recouped. And you won't recoup unless you go sell a whole hell of a lot of CDs that you probably not going to sell, being that the industry is nowhere like it used to be. So what you got to understand is you got to get in where you fit in right now in this business, because the margin is getting more narrow. It's not getting wider.
And as a female, do you feel like sometimes you're prejudged when you sometimes in different situations? Do you feel like you're prejudged already?
Well, one thing I can say about myself, is I really didn't have that problem as being a prejudged female in the game, because being an underground artist like I've been, a lot of people liked my music before they knew what I looked like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, from when I started off with the song Do It, you know, the internet wasn't as savvy. So people was picking it off of it being in the streets and being crunk and it being out there before they even got, you know, before the video was shot to it and before it was put out there like that. And being an underground artist, I wasn't on heavy hella rotation on MTV or BET back then anyway. You know what I'm saying? So my whole thing with me is a lot of people like my music before they saw me. Then when they saw me, they'd be like, man, you ain't Rashida, man. Stop playing. No, man, that ain't your song. That couldn't be you. You know what I'm saying? So then after they was able to put the face with the music, it's actually helped me to grow even more in the industry, because a lot of people didn't think I looked like the way I look. You know, my voice don't go with the music type of thing, but it's actually been a benefit for me.
Yeah, when I was looking at you, I said, you know, when I was listening to the music, I said, let me see what this girl look like, you know. Because I think I had seen, see, you know the funny part about it? I had seen, I think, your page one time. I think I tried to get at you on Black Planet. I think I seen a page of you on Black Planet or something like that, like a while ago. And then I was like, you know what, let me see what this girl look like. And I said, Rashida, well, she don't look like the way she rap, because she just be going hard.
Man, people say that all the time. You don't even understand. I've had people literally, I'm getting ready to hit the stage, and people literally like, you an imposter. Like, there's no way you could be Rashida. You know? I'm just like, hey, that's just what it is. But, you know, this is a crazy industry. Now people see in the face, though. Now people is like, yo, Rashida. So it's a good look.
Yeah, and I know you got like 50 million interviews to do today. And I'm just honored to have you on the show today, for real, Rashida. You know what I'm saying? Definitely honored to have you on the show. The one thing, I what do you think is the hardest adversity for you, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to just dealing with the industry itself, you know?
You know, the hardest adversity I would say is, you know, the line of respect, gaining the respect. You know what I'm saying? You know, I stay consistent as an artist, and one thing I could say is nobody can take that from me. You always see Rashida somewhere doing something, since I started. And I told myself when I got into this industry that I was gonna go hard at it, and I know that the Lord sees that, and it's just a matter of time before he takes my natural and turn it into supernatural. You know what I'm saying? But one of the hardest things is just, you know, getting that fair shot as a female, period. Just, you know, being able to have the same looks. And those are things that really bothered me when I would be on major labels, because they would be so different from marketing a female and marketing a male. Like, they never put into it what they should have put into an artist like myself. You know what I'm saying? But they would put that into the male artist and putting it out there and doing that. And I think that more so now, being independent, I'm able to, you know, it may be on a smaller scale, but able to really get out there and put out there the things that need to be done, you know, market things the right way and push things out there. And I think more so over time it'll happen. A lot of times DJs ain't jumping and rushing to play a female record. But if you give them no choice because your shit's so hot, it don't matter. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And that's the truth.
Exactly. So it's just like beating that whole, you know, changing the game, not being a stereotype. But the thing is, you got to change the game now, and that's what I'm here to do. And hey,
I'm proud of everything that you're doing, and I support you. Tell the people how they can get at you, Rashida.
MySpace.com/ Rashida G.A. Peach. Hit me. Follow me on Twitter. Of course, follow me on Twitter. I stay tweeting. I am Twitter.com. I'm at Rashida G.A. Peach. Facebook is at Rashida G.A. Peach as well. So it's Facebook.com/ Rashida G.A. Peach. And you know what I'm saying? Just be looking out for your girl, Terrestrial Bitch. The mixtape is killer. The Boss Chick mixtape with DJ Krill and DJ Cartoon Network is ridiculous. The album Certified Hot Chick is in stores right now and online available for you, so make sure you get your copy.
And that's what's up. Last question. Can I get a quick shout-out real quick? Can I get a quick drop real quick?
Sure.
No, because I know you're busy.
Oh, I got you. Anything specific? What you need from your girl?
Just say, you know what I'm saying, this is Rashida. I'm rocking with your girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Okay, let's run it. And yes, please believe it, it's the sweet Georgia Peach, the official Boss Chick, holding it down with another boss, my homie, my girl Lush on Lush Radio. You know what it is. If you ain't listening, shout it, you're losing out. Holla at your girl.
Yeah. All
right.
I know you got to get out of here, because you know what I'm saying, they pulling my leg, like, you know, she got to go do a whole bunch of other interviews.
It's all good. Thanks for having me, and I really enjoyed it.
No problem, man. I just, my daughter wanted to say something to you real quick. You want to say something, Rashida?
Hi.
Hey, how are you? How old are you?
6.
Oh, you sound like you are such a princess. I know you're beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know it. You're welcome, honey. You doing good in school?
Thank you, Rashida.
Huh?
I'm proud of you, Rashida.
Oh, thank you, honey. You been being good in school?
Yes.
Okay, stay doing well in school, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye, honey.
Bye, Rashida. We're going to holler at you on the flip side. Nothing but love, peace, and blessings, man. And I wish you nothing but prosperity and all that you're doing, girl, for real.
Thank you, Mama. I appreciate you. Same to
you. Ain't nothing but. I'm going to holler at you on Twitter, girl.
Okay.
Later. That's what's up, man. We had your girl, Rashida, live in the building, you know what I'm saying, the one and only. I know she's busy doing a lot of things out here in the industry, but you know what I'm saying, we got nothing but love for my girl, Rashida. But you know what, we're going to go to a quick commercial, and we're going to be back. Man, I'm just so proud of Rashida and everything that she's doing. You guys need to support her and the whole movement. And you know what it is, shout out to MN.
Having a party? Need a DJ? How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com.
That's hustleevents.com.
You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. And don't forget to call into the station 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s at gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at E2KMagazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
You know what it is. Lush Radio Online, always getting it cracking. You know what I'm saying? We definitely want to thank our girl Rashida for coming through and joining us on Lush Radio Online. This was one of those exclusive interviews. And I'm telling you, this girl is doing big things, so you need to watch out for her. Beautiful, smart, bald, and doing big things in the industry. Support her in the movement, man. Because if you don't, I'm going to beat you in the head with a brick. You know what I'm saying? Follow on Twitter. Yeah. She's all over YouTube, baby. All you got to do is type in Rashida or D-Lo, baby. You already know what it is. Your girl, Lushy Lush, man. You know what I'm saying? I gave y'all some Mario early and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because I was kind of feeling that. My own little feel or whatever. But, you know, it is what it is. But you know what? My homegirl got to tell you what station you listen to in Spanish.
Peace. This is Emma E2K. Y ahora están escuchando Lush Radio. What, you didn't know what I said? You are now listening to LushRadioOnline.com.
You know what? We run this town. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, and I'm out.
Feel it coming in the air.
Yeah.
Hear the screams from everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to the thrill.
I'm ready.
It's a dangerous love affair.
Come on.
Can't be scared when it goes down. Got a problem, tell me now. Only thing that's on my mind.
Said it, we are. This is Rock Nation. Pledge your allegiance. Get your petite on. All black, everything. Black cars, all black, everything. And our girls are black birds. Riding with a cylinder. I can't more in depth if you boys really real enough. This is not familiar. I'll explain later. But for now, let me get back to the paper. I'm a couple bands down and I'm trying to get back. I gave the other grip. I lost a flip for 5 stacks. Yeah, I'm talking 5,60, hitter. Back to running surface realm, niggas, now we squared up. Hold up.
Life's a game, but it's not fair. I break the rules, so I don't care.
Uh-huh.
I keep doing my own thing. Walking tall against the rain. Victory's within the mile. Almost there, don't give a foul. Only thing that's on my mind is who won.
in a dark sleeper. We follow the leader. So Eric B, we are microphone fiend. It's the return of the God. Peace God. It ain't nobody fresher. I'm in Mason. Martin Martella on the table screaming. Fuck the other side. They jealous. We got a banquet full of bras. They got a table full of fellas.
Yeah.
And they ain't spending no cake. They should throw their hand in because they ain't got no space. My whole team got dough, so my bank account is looking like millionaires, bro.
Life's a game, but it's not fair. I break the rules, so I don't care. I keep doing my own thing. Walking tall against the rain. Victory's within the mile. Almost there, don't give up now. Only thing that's on my mind. Who won the
from being Joe Blow to everybody on your dick, no homo. I bought my whole family whips, no Volvos. Next time I'm in church, please, no photos. Police escorts, everybody passports. This the life that everybody asks for. This a fast life, we are on a crash course. What you think I rap for, to push the fucking rap for? But I know that if I stay stunting, all these girls only gon' want one thing. I could spend my whole life goodwill hunting. Only good gon' come and be good when I'm coming. She got an ass that'll swallow up a D-string. And up top, two beasting. And I'm beasting off the re-sling. And my nigga just made it out the precinct. We give a damn about the drama that you do bring. I'm just trying to change the color on your mood ring. Reebok, baby, you need to try some new things. Have you ever had shoes without shoestrings? What's that, yay? Baby, these heels. Is that a mate? What? Baby, these wheels. You tripping when you ain't sipping. Have a refill. You're feeling like you're running, huh? Now you know how we feel.
Yeah, I just want to go ahead and I want to thank MNS Media and, you know, Diverse Media Group LLC and Rashida for coming through on Rush Radio Online, and you already know what it is. And we're out.